Hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. This is Joanna, and I'm so happy to be with all of you after our week off. I hope you used last week to catch up on calls, if you needed to catch up on calls or worksheets to integrate all of that. I was leading a retreat, and I was thinking about all of you as I was leading the retreat. It was, anyway, I'll share about the retreat another time, but I was thinking about all of you. So today we've got our first practicum in the program. I'm really excited about it. Practicums are some of my favorite calls, although you're going to hear me say at the beginning of every call, this is one of my favorites because I really love all of our calls. I'll get to the practicum in a moment, but before that, I wanted to talk a little bit more about partner coaching. Hopefully, those of you that are doing partner coaching at this point have read through the email I sent and have watched the Facebook Live that I did, I think, last week. I think it was last week. About the partner calls. If you haven't, I highly recommend listening to that Facebook Live because I go into more detail on how to move through the partner calls. Hopefully, for many of you at this point, you've connected with your partner, and I know a lot of you have already had your first call, and it's been great to hear about how those are going, and I'd love to hear more. Please share with me. I did want to just give some more kind of thoughts and suggestions and ideas so that you can make the most out of that practice and those partner calls because they can be very potent and very powerful. So the first piece that I just want to share is that obviously, the actual practice of the coaching is vital and important and can be very powerful and helps you master your skills 100%. And the other piece that I really want you to focus on are those, you know, 10 minutes of assessment and feedback after each person coaches. The feedback and assessment are actually the clincher to the entire partner practice process. Because that feedback and assessment time is your opportunity, both of your opportunities, no matter if you just coached or if you just got coached, to really think about what went well in that session that just happened. You know, what were the things that were done really well, that worked really well, and to name them and to articulate them. And then it's also an opportunity to think about what might you have done differently, both the person that just coached as well as the person that got coached. And I want you to be able to think on these things, you know, what went well and what, if you could go back, what would you have maybe done a little bit differently or what could have worked in a different way? It's a very, very valuable, I mean, that doesn't even describe how powerful it is and what it will do for you, just the word valuable, but, you know, for, just for the sake of words for right now, it's actually so valuable to be able to do that and to do that in safe space. It will help not only the person that just coached, but for you as the coachee, it will just help you take your skills to a deeper level to assess both when you coach as well as when you've been coached. So, and then, of course, any other, like, additional pieces that I give you to discuss, you discuss during that feedback period. But if you work the partner calls in this way, you'll get so much out of it. And if you want to take this kind of experience further, there's a couple of different things that you can do. This is all optional, but I just want to put this out there for you. Number one, I'm going to share in the Facebook group and in the member center an assessment form that you can use for your coaching sessions. You can use this assessment form either for your partner coaching sessions when you've coached, or if you're coaching other clients, you can do them after each of your client sessions or at the end of a coaching day, pick out a few sessions. It's a form that I actually have all of the coaches that are on my team, that work for me on my team. It's a form that I have each of them fill out after every coaching session that they do, for my team. The purpose of it is a little bit for me to bring me into the picture of what's going on in their coaching sessions and with the clients, but it's also an assessment form for them. And the form has questions similar to the ones I just shared, like what did you do really well? It's important to note those things because it'll help you, just integrate those things even more. There's a question of, what would you have done differently if you could go back? What's a place that you might want to tweak, right? And again, that's good for that assessment. It's just so valuable to help course correct, to bring in the skills. Also, sometimes you'll see that and you'll be like, oh, I want to email my client that I just had that session with, about this thing or that thing, right? So you can use it in the container. And then another one of the questions that I have on the form is, and this is such an important question, is what is your inner wisdom telling you about this client or about what this client needs next? So it's an opportunity for you to do that deep listening to yourself, right, that we spoke about a couple of training calls ago, to see what it is that you're seeing, understanding about this client and what you sense they need. And you may bring that into your next session. You may shoot an email about it to them, whatever it is. So that's one thing optional if you want to start using that assessment. And I'll just tell you, people that have been through Sacred Depths and other clients of mine, if you use that assessment form after your sessions for a month or so, you are going to see a vast improvement just from that in your skills. Another optional thing that I'll toss out there for you guys is you've got your main coaching partner, and that's awesome. And also sometimes it's really nice to do some practice coaching with other people in the training in Sacred Depths so that you get some experience with different kinds of personalities and different kinds of issues, different kinds of energies, right? In a perfect world, if we had some technology where you guys could switch more often different partners, maybe I would set that up, but that would be way too complicated on the tech end of things. Plus, it's nice to have a regular partner that you get to know over time and you can start tracking and connect more dots for them as a coach with each session. But that being said, I know that I think for some of you it would be really valuable to have just some extra sessions here or there with other people in the training. You can use those sessions towards the 18 that you need for certification, all of that. And so I'll just post about it. I'll start a thread about it. So whoever wants some extra practice, you can know who you are, and I'll let you guys, organize from there if you want to meet for sessions, anything like that. But let me just pause there and see, are there any questions on the partner coaching? Anything that you want to ask me, anything that you need from me around the partner coaching, star two. All right. Hopefully we're clear. But as other questions come up, please, please, please let me know. All right. I'm so glad so many of us are here live today for the practicum call. Like I said, so excited for this practicum. It's a really powerful opportunity for us to take everything that we've learned so far and to just go even deeper with the concepts that we've looked at and with your listening skills. So let me tell you how the call is going to work today. We'll probably get at least two sessions in during our call today, like two different sessions. And what a session means is I'm going to be asking for a volunteer And just in advance, I'll say I appreciate anyone that's willing to volunteer. And you'll come on as our volunteer client. And I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions just so that we can really listen, you know, to where you're at and what's going on, what's happening for you. I'm going to try very hard not to coach you during that time, but just ask questions so that we get a lot of material from you, so that we can use all of the listening skills that we've been looking at. And then after we do that for a few minutes, I'm going to open up the floor for everybody on the call, whoever wants to come forward, and I hope a lot of you come forward to share what it is that you're hearing, to share something important that you've heard. And I'll also comment on it or help you go deeper, you know, whatever it is. What you'll see happening, it's kind of like what we're going to be doing today, I think of it as isolating a muscle. We're going to really be isolating your listening skills muscle. And don't worry, I'm going to review really quickly all the things we've looked at in our two listening skills calls in case you've forgotten, so don't worry about that. But we're going to isolate this muscle and just really have you listen. By isolating a muscle, it's kind of like when you go to the gym and you isolate certain muscles and you work them, that's how they become stronger. So hopefully you'll see that happening for yourself in real time. The other thing, I don't want to speak, you know, too much to it before it happens, but I'll just speak from experience in these practicums. What you're going to see is for the person, the volunteer, that volunteers to be the client, after you hear all of the shares on what people heard, it almost feels like a coaching session in and of itself. It's actually magical, and it just illustrates what can happen without questions being asked, but just to be seen and heard and have that be reflected back to you. So I'm going to be doing way less talking than usual on this call. This call is for all of you to be doing talking and sharing. So that means that the more that you're willing to participate, to come forward, to raise your hand, to bring your ideas forward, your brilliance forward, and also to stretch yourself, to take a chance, to take a risk. You may share something that you're hearing and share also some things you're not totally sure about, right? But use this as that practice ground for yourself. And the more you can do all of that, the more valuable this call is going to be. And if you happen to not be on the call live and you're listening to this later on in the recording, you're still going to get a lot from it too. So don't tune out just because you haven't been here live. So you're going to learn a lot, not just from yourself, but from each other. All right. So let me briefly just review. This is going to be quick. Just down and dirty, review the listening skills that we've learned so far. So we looked at the importance of feeling seen, heard, and loved, and really for us as the practitioner to open ourselves up to fully see, hear, and love the client, the person that we're listening to. We looked at being present in every moment. So that's another thing I want you to practice as you're listening to our volunteer client, like real presence in your listening, real love in your listening. We looked at the important principle of not only listening to our client, but doing that dance of listening to our client and then listening to ourselves based on what the client shares, and then listening to the client and listening to ourselves. So I want you to see if you can practice that as well. We looked at the foundational principle of being curious and the importance of curiosity to deep listening. So again, you know, give yourself that invitation to be uber curious, to be really curious as you're listening. It will help you listen more deeply. We looked at the idea of listening for the who as well as the what, coaching the what based on the who. In order to do that, we want to listen for the who, right? So I want you to be reminding yourself, listen for the who. We spent a lot of time on filters and biases. I want you to really be aware of that not only when you're listening, but when you raise your hand to share with us what you're hearing, before you share, make sure you've checked your filters around it, okay? We looked at listening for emotional states, for is the client engaged with what he's talking about, listening for silence and what that might mean when there's silence, or pacing and what that might mean, or tone, listening for the client's essential nature. We spoke about listening for a match or mismatch between what they say their goals are and then the behavior around those goals or the commitments around those goals. We spoke about listening for what's motivating the client. We spoke about listening to specific language and terms that the client uses. We spoke about listening for the client's strengths and resources and what's going really well, listening for obstacles, patterns, potential obstacles, beliefs, goals, visions, and also who is influencing the client, who are they listening to or modeling, which might be a match or a mismatch for them. Does something seem misplaced with the rest of the conversation? Are there things that you sense the client isn't saying? And it's an important note that they're leaving it out. We want to listen for if the client repeats anything. Or also, what is our client becoming aware of? What is our client scared of? Right? All of those things and more. So when you're listening, I want you to see how deeply and actively can you listen. I want you to be jotting down the things that you're hearing that are important, either that like you've heard the words being spoken or between the lines. Of course, always check your filters with that. Okay, so all that being said, I'd love for a volunteer client, Star 2, who would like to be our first volunteer client? All right, let's see, who is this? Your name isn't coming up, but 1490 are your last numbers.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Christine.
Hi, Christine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Joanna?
I'm good. Thank you so much for volunteering. Really appreciate
you
being the first guinea pig. So,
all right, glad to help.
So share with us a current situation that you'd really like support on, and just support that you don't want like the 1, 2, 3 mechanics of somebody's expertise, like I need to know how to launch this program, right? But something that wouldn't require, you know, so much mechanics on, or partially. So what's a current situation that you'd really like support on?
Okay, so I've been feeling very challenged lately as I'm getting ready to promote my Goddess Reclaimed business. Mm-hmm. In moving forward with consistent or any kind of promotional material. So it's like, I am a creative person, I'm intuitive, I channel, so it's not like I don't have, and I don't know how to connect in and get the ideas, the information, where do I go, what would be, I am just really blocked in any time I start to think about going there, I'm not exactly sure what the block is, but it does feel like if I can, and this would be sort of, I think, one of the fears around penetrating the block? Is it feels like once I penetrate the block, it could be that the amount of ideas or the directions or the information that's going to come through is going to be so much, it's going to be overwhelming, and I'll kind of be back in the same spot again. So is that clear?
Yep, that's helpful. Sense. I'm going to ask some clarifying questions, and I'm going to try very hard not to coach you and ask clarifying questions. Talk more about the overwhelm and the fear of the overwhelm. Tell us more about that.
Well, my feeling is the overwhelm or the fear of the overwhelm has to do with the fact that over the years, as I, you know, was in my other business and just who I am naturally, I tend to be one of those, you know, oh, squirrel people, mm-hmm. right? And I know that sort of not having a sort of consistent focus to my, in sort of my current business, which I'm transitioning out of, is one of the reasons why I haven't sort of really enjoyed it lately, and that, you know, the business isn't growing and thriving. And so I have this idea that as I move into Goddess Reclaimed, and because this work is so personal and important to me, that I want to be really focused. And so the fear is, I think about the overwhelm, is that I'm going to get so many things, and I'm going to want to move in too many directions, and things will get diluted, and they'll be confusing for other people, and I'll lose the impact that I really want to have. Mm-hmm. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And fighting back the urge to read. it does make a lot of sense. And tell us a little bit about if there was also another fear that wasn't just the overwhelm, but another fear in really putting yourself forward. If you were to take a stab, what might mm-hmm. that be?
So the other fear, or the, you know, the horrible thing that's going to happen is, is I'm going to get too busy. I will actually be too popular. Mm-hmm. It's that old sort of, you know, the fear of failure, but there's also the fear of success, right? And there's something deeper under there too. And I think that's because also this, I'm starting to get teary. Okay, we're getting there. With doing this work, I'm really wanting and at the same time fearing bearing my soul. And I know that's what I need to do, which on an intellectual level seems weird because, you know, I've gone around and I've done these videos where I've gone to places where I've been raped and molested, and I've, you know, anybody can go on Facebook on my Goddess Reclaim page and they can watch these things where I'm talking about what happened to me and how it felt and, you know, and the ahas and the, you know, and so, you know, like that's getting pretty vulnerable, and that's really bearing my soul. So it seems kind of weird that there's still a fear about really bearing my soul, about really letting all the veils down and just standing and in my fullness and being and my rawness and saying, this is who I am. Mm. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
Is that clear?
100%. Yeah, 100%. What is it about Goddess Reclaimed that would invite you to bear your full soul?
Because it is about that reclamation and restoration process. It's about, for me, you know, I have to have been in it. I have to have experienced it in order to really feel that I can bring the fullness or the impact. With my clients, it's always really important that we don't necessarily have to have all the same filters, but when we're dealing with that deep stuff, when we're dealing with, healing abuse and trauma and reclamation, reclaiming your whole self and, reconnecting to that spiritual aspect of yourself, the divine feminine, it's like because I've walked it, I have that filter that allows me then to be able to understand my clients, where they're at, what they might be feeling, where they're going. And to me, it lets me feel, gives me validity to what I'm putting out there. And I really feel that bearing the soul, like that's shining the light on everything that I feel ashamed about, and my clients shining the light on everything they feel ashamed about, that's the really, and I'm not going to say the only way, but it's one of the most potent ways to that place of freedom. So I have to walk my talk, basically.
Yeah.
It's a long way of saying that.
Yeah, beautiful. Good. Okay, and then one more question, just to give us a little, even just more material. What is it that you want most? When it comes to your visibility in Goddess Reclaimed and what happens with the business, what is it that you really want to happen with your business?
Excuse me. That's a very good question. I'm not the most strategic person when it comes to these things, and I know I've really been working on that lately and attempting to be more strategic. And by strategic, I mean also sort of having that idea of where do I want to go. And so in terms of visibility, what do I want out of the visibility?
Not just the visibility in the business.
The visibility in the business is, one, I want to get, I want to make myself known to more people. You know, this is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I offer. And two, also with the visibility is also just in the visibility itself, having the, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but having the visibility itself or the channels of the visibility being transformative in themselves. So
talk
that
more.
The visibility, does that make sense?
No, talk more about that.
No. Okay. So, and that actually could be part of the block too, and putting the material out there. I'm going to start coaching myself. Okay, I'm just going to answer the question. Okay.
So with the visibility, I want the visibility. I want being my business being more visible to bring in more clients. But the, like the, you know, if it's a post or if it's a newsletter, if I'm in a net, like I, if I go and I'm speaking, whatever those may be, I want those opportunities where I'm, the business is being more visible to also be transformative. So,
got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep on wanting to reflect back what I'm hearing, but I want to save it for everybody to share what they're hearing. So yeah, I would just say I got it. Okay, good. I think this is, obviously there's so much more we could take a look at, but I think this is we've got a good amount of material to work with here. So thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So for everybody on the call, and Christine, you too, you can participate in this. What I want to invite everybody to do now, and I'm going to put you back on mute, Christine. What I want to invite everybody to do right now, if you haven't already, is to write down at least five. What are the 5 to 10 most important things that you're hearing, that you heard from Christine about her situation, about who she is, all the things that I reviewed very quickly before, right? And anything else. What are some things that you really heard that feel important? What did you hear about who Christine is? What did you hear about what she values? What did you hear about her blocks? What did you hear about her thought process? What did you hear about her desires? What did you hear by way of patterns, maybe, or connections between things? What did you hear about how she feels about certain things? Jot down at least, everybody should have at least 5 things, if not more. Let's take another moment with that. Put down some risky things, too. Like, you're not sure if you heard that, but you think that you did. Go out on a ledge a little bit, too. You don't necessarily have to share those things. It would be great if you did, but just even for yourself, right? All right. So I want to hear from a lot of you. One thing each, right? We'll do this one thing at a time. So each share, you can re-raise your hand, but for each share, you know, one thing. So what? Tell us some things that you were hearing from what Christine shared, and it's star 2 to raise your hand, and don't be shy. All right, Leah. Leah. Oh, wait, I didn't take you off mute. Hold on a second. There we go. Leah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I heard so many things. In the beginning, I noticed how slow and deliberate, it was like very thought out what she was saying, but that the overwhelm is a fallback for her, and it's a pattern from her past business. And it's something she uses to hide the bigger things that she wanted to uncover.
Yes, beautiful. Yes, I heard that too, that the overwhelm, while it can be really real, is also a tool that she uses. It's kind of like a pattern that helps her stay in that smaller cocoon place and not move to all the places that she really wants to.
Yeah, definitely. And I loved how clear she was. Like, she didn't sound overwhelmed at all when she was talking about her overwhelm.
Mm-hmm. And why is that important? Why are you noting that? That's something, that's another thing we would want to bring awareness to a client after we've been listening to them. What's important about that, what that you just shared?
Because she's definitely already more self-aware of the deepness. You know, the overwhelm is not actually the issue. She got deeper into it by doing amazing self-coaching, just listening to herself.
Yes.
But it was really beautiful to see that she was stating the first thing she wanted it to be was overwhelm, and then she realized so quickly, and it was clear in her body, in her presence, in the way she spoke, she realized so quickly that it wasn't the overwhelm.
Yes. 100%. So everybody, this is really an important point. Great work, Leah, and this deep listening, right? So if you guys notice when she was speaking about the overwhelm, and Leah, I'm just going to put you back on mute now. When Christine was speaking about the overwhelm, her emotions and the way she was speaking about the overwhelm, there was a mismatch between the feeling of overwhelm and the way Christine was talking about it. And that's an important thing you want to listen for, that mismatch, and that is a clear clue that overwhelm may not actually be the block or the only block or the main block. I was trying very hard not to coach her, but if you guys noticed, that's exactly why I said, if there was also another block here, or a deeper block here, what would it be? Because I was picking up on that same piece that Leah just shared, and it was because I was listening and I heard that mismatch. Beautiful. Okay, let's hear another share. Who is this? 7712.
That's me, Brohinda.
Hi, Brohinda.
Hi.
What are you hearing? What's something that you heard that feels important?
What really feels super important for me, and one, Christine, from one survivor to another, I really applaud the beauty and the eloquence that she stated being a trauma and abuse survivor. I think that's really important. That's huge work that you're doing in the world. So I just really want to, shout you out for showing up bravely in that way. But the big thing that kind of jumped out to me was the fear of success and sharing your soul. And so for me, I was trying to intuitively, as I'm listening to her, who are you on the other side of success? Like, what's that identity? Who is that person? Because we do have to give up something in order to gain something else. And so what's resting in this current identity that's comfortable, that maybe there's not a willingness to relinquish?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's definitely going to be a shift in success and whatever that may be. And then sharing your soul, I was really kind of concerned, a ping. Okay, so if we can be vulnerable enough to share, these intimate parts of ourselves, what is it that you're not sharing? What is it you're not feeling comfortable with? And with the overwhelm, the shiny object syndrome is what I call it, I'm wondering, what are we compensating for? Where is there a deficit? Because we all have our strengths, we all have our weaknesses, right? So I'm just wondering.
I'm gonna stop you there, just because you've shared like five different things, which is great. But I want to
focus on some
of the things.
Yeah.
They're all
yeah.
so super juicy, and I want to save stuff for other people to share. But yes,
absolutely.
Thank you. Like, such great stuff. So just a couple of things. You said so much great listening, and I want to just underscore a couple of the pieces that you said. So first of all, yes, like, it is notable, right, that we heard Christine not only share about who she is as a survivor, but how she shared it. And, you know, if you were listening, you could hear, as Barhinda just said, that Christine has done a lot of work on herself and on this issue and has cultivated a lot of strength and courage around it. That is not a little thing. That is something we want to be listening for, and it is something that we want to create awareness for the client. It is a big deal, and it, in general, and it will also help with all of the pieces that she brought forward that she's grappling with. Great listening there. Another piece I want to pull out of what you said is what you heard when you were listening is that and Christine said it kind of matter of fact, you know, I might be scared of success, but based on all of the other context she was giving, what you heard Barhinda, which is really astute, is that part of the fear of success means that if she were to be successful, there are some things that would need to change for her. And she's scared of some of that change and some of that change of identity. And that's probably also related to the fear of overwhelm, right? Because one of the things she quickly mentioned was, I'm also scared, like I'm just there's going to be so many things that I'm doing and it'd be too much, right? So what are the things, who is she going to have to let, what parts of herself will she have to let go of in order to step into this? Really well done. Thank you. Beautiful. Let's hear some more. Morgan.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Awesome. This was really neat to hear because my heart already went out to her and felt like it just really resonated with me, and I wanted to say so much. Some of what I took in was what I wasn't hearing, and Barhinda and Joanna, you both did for her, which was celebrating that strength and courage and what she has accomplished, and she wasn't doing that for herself. And what I wanted to do was ask her, right when you asked her what her other fear was, I had wanted to chime in and ask her, well, what is it that you love about what you're doing? Because there seemed to be, you know, she opened up with saying, you know, struggling with focus. And that's something I really, really identify with. And getting to that black space because you're so focused, or you're so focused on being unfocused, I guess. And it's important to sometimes go back into the, okay, well, why am I doing this? What do I love about what I'm doing? What have I accomplished? Giving me already a sense of success so that I can start building rather than feel like I'm going backwards. Does that make sense?
100%. I love all that you just shared. And it's so true. So, you know, for those of us, I know we were all listening deeply to Christine, you know, exactly what Morgan is saying. Like, you could hear so clearly what love and devotion that Christine brings to her work and her clients. It was so clear. You could hear that she's already so accomplished. You could hear that she brings so much. So that's number one. I think you're sharing, Morgan, like all these things that are really important for us to be able to hear. And we want, and then the next piece is, okay, but how is Christine sharing it? And it's true. It felt like what was missing is her really owning the depth and the love and the care that she brings and all that she's accomplished. That's an important thing to note.
And maybe it just made me want to remind her to trust herself and trust her passion to help overcome that fear that she was mentioning and reminding her of the strength so she could process through it.
Yeah, beautiful. Really well done. Thank you. These are all so great. Let's keep on going here. Hold on. Let's see who's next. Lisa.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hi. What I heard was she made a statement that she believes she must experience things in order to be an effective coach. And because she has, it sounded to me that that's where she's felt powerful, that she's been through this, a particular place herself, and she's confident in helping others in that space. And so that seems, that speaks to me about a fear that what other traumas would she be inviting into her life in order to be effective? And it's the idea that if you've effectively moved through one trauma, you have the possibility to move through other traumas without having had experienced it.
Interesting. So if I'm understanding you correctly, is that maybe what you were hearing was a little bit of a filter of hers around what she needs to already kind of have under her belt in order to help others?
Yeah, it just really pinged for me, like, ooh, that would be a state of fear that she wouldn't be able to take her wisdom and move it across the board, and that she doesn't have to have experience with every trauma in order to be able to speak to trauma.
Yeah, well, I love that. I'm going to be interested in, you know, at the end of all the shares, we'll come back to Christine. I want to hear from that. Lisa, that is very insightful, and that may be true. And also, just because I knew a little bit about you, I'm also wondering if that's one of your filters as well, in addition.
Is it filters or an awareness of wisdom that I have captured?
I think maybe a little bit of both. Like, I want to hear if that's actually, if that fear resonated for Christine. If it does, that it's just the wisdom. If not, then it might be also the wisdom and your filter. So we'll hear from her.
Yeah.
And
I just stated that plainly, and perhaps it would be a way for me to ask a question.
Yeah.
To, is that what I would do in this, if it were a filter of mine? Is there a way for me to ask a question that would?
So, you know, we'll get more into this in creating awareness, but if you weren't exactly sure if it was a filter or something there, I my recommendation would be to just state it, right? So I'm not sure if this is actually going on for you or this is just coming, you know, from my perspective and my filters, but is it possible that there is a fear about blah, 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 right, whatever it is.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you brought that forward because it's a good example of that.
Okay,
good.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see who's next. 5473. I feel like this is a number I should know. Who is that?
Hi, Joanna. It's Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi. So I agree with everything that everybody has said. You know, especially in terms of like the pacing of her speech and everything. And then, of course, when the tears came up, that was a big clue. So I'm going to take a risk here because I kind of jumped right to, so it, to me, I guess I would ask, is it possible that being more visible?
Don't ask the question. Don't coach. Just share what you heard. So use it as a share.
I heard that being more visible would invite kind of re-traumatization. Like, it's kind of like almost the more visible I go, the feelings, almost the way she was talking to me, sounded like it could have been re-experiencing it to some extent. In other words, anytime we go public with something like that, it's so risky and so scary. Mm-hmm. And that maybe that the some of the feelings coming up were related to the trauma itself.
Yeah, and a questioning of like what is, you know, how much, what is the level that is right for me of the and that the other thing I heard in there is that there's a difference. Like she said, she's posted about all of this, right? So there's some ways where. It has felt more safe, And then there's some awarenesses here coming to the surface of places that are she's still experimenting with.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's almost like the bigger she goes, the more, the scarier it is that way.
Beautiful.
The more risky.
Beautiful. Good. Good. Let's keep on going. Who is this? 0444.
Hey, it's Susan Dufault.
Hi, Susan.
Hey, I'm so excited that I went next because as you and Siobhan were talking, I was like, oh, that's perfect for what I had as my number one thing I wanted to share, which was, Christine, thank you, first of all, so much for going first and giving us all a chance. What really struck me was what sounded like confusion about why you feel so safe with what you've already shared, and yet this other fear about, you said, bearing your soul.
Mm.
And I really heard the dissonance in that, and it sounded like some frustration and maybe even some self-attack. And I wonder if I heard a filter, and I'm checking because it could be mine, that victimhood as a survivor is a safer place. So when I'm sharing my story, I've already accepted. I wonder if you've already accepted that you're lovable and worthy and perfect, having been victimized, but where does that leave you sort of on the other side, which I think someone else referenced. But the huge piece for me, I think, was that dissonance and kind of what it's creating inside.
I agree. And then, I think that confusion place of, okay, well, I've already posted all of these other things, so, like, I'm good with that. So why is this coming up now here with Goddess Reclaimed if I've already bared my soul or allowed myself to be vulnerable, right? So it's important for us as a practitioner to hear that confusion, to hear that dissonance, because that's a pathway of questioning that we might go down to help the client clarify, okay, well, what's, and I think I even started to ask that question maybe, even though I was trying not to, like, what's different, right? What's different about this, right?
Yeah.
So we want to pick up on that dissonance and we want to pick up on confusion. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All of these are so just beautiful and juicy. Such great listening. Let's keep on going. 0700. Who is this?
Michelle.
Hi.
I was listening to her and could feel that the work that she was doing and wanting to step into was hugely important to her, and I valued her desire to help and heal others.
Yeah.
But I was getting a feeling that this scattered and this overwhelmed was coming from perhaps her fear of taking on such a large endeavor on her own, and maybe it's a resistance to being supported herself in the work that she's doing. And by supporting, I mean in all of the things that it takes to put ourselves out there on the level that it sounded to me like she really wanted to do.
What can you remember what specifically brought up the support piece for you? I'm curious.
Well, she was talking about starting one project and then starting one thing and then feeling scattered because she wouldn't be able to be consistent with it.
Yeah.
And then in addition to that, that fear of the success around it and being overwhelmed by the demand that people would have for the program, the services, whatever her offering was.
Yeah, I really love what you're saying. So I think there's two really important pieces here. First, just her passion, right? And that deep desire and commitment to support others through her work. And also, did you guys hear it? Like, even she wants her marketing to not just be marketing, but a transformative experience for people that engage in it, right? So you could just feel that deep sense of passion and commitment and wanting to be of service. That's number one. From there, I hear you on the support piece, and I'd say just to make sure that it's not a filter You know, I hear you with the scattered piece. I'd say support by way of people or by way of better strategy, because she did mention that she's not very strategic. So it may be, and that was one of the things that I noted, is what, you know, how is the lack of being strategic impacting the overwhelm? So it could be support by people or support by systems or other strategy. But I think that that
is sort of
important.
Yeah. I was really addressing both there. And thank you for reminding me about the strategy that she said.
Yeah. Good. Beautiful. Really nice. Good. Who's this? 1906.
This is Anna.
Hi.
Hi. So this has been touched on a little bit by others in these things, but something that I noticed when she was talking a lot about what she was going through and the blocks and everything, she said that I want to coach my, and I'm just going to say I was trying to dial in and get all of these things, so I kind of missed the first bit of what she was saying. But she did say that I want to help my clients heal from trauma, and I have powerful tools and stuff. But I wanted to, in a way, like ask her, well, what does that healing look like? Like in the future, where is the place that she's leading her clients to? Because if she's not 100% clear on that, a lot of the overwhelm can be from, how do I say it, like being afraid of getting stuck in the same pattern of that little bit of victimhood or whatever you want to call it. Does that make sense?
I think so. So I think like, I hear you saying is that what you really heard is
not
that part of the overwhelm is related to how is she showing up with her clients?
Right? And also not having a clear vision of the future, like on the other side of the trauma, if that makes sense. Because if you don't really have the other side of the trauma, knowing where you're leading the people, even though you know the path where, like, to lead the people to the where the grass is greener, but if you can't paint the real picture of what that grass is greener looks like, that can also create a very big dissonance and like disconnect. It's like, I know that I have the tools, but what then?
Yeah.
That makes sense. I didn't hear
that, but I'm curious to hear if that resonates for Christine. There are things that I don't pick up on all the time. So I'm glad that you're bringing that forward. And I'm curious to hear from Christine what she feels about
that. Yeah, because she was talking about the freedom of having healing, but then she kind of left that and went back into the other, like, to the trauma work, if that makes sense. I would have asked a lot more about, well, what does that freedom look like?
Beautiful.
And see if perhaps it can be a disconnect from just not having the clear vision in a way, if that makes sense.
Good. Okay, good. Thank you for bringing that forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and then one more share, and then I'm going to come back to Christine. But this is another Christine, not our original Christine.
Hi, this is Christine from Kenya. Yeah. what I heard is that Christine knows what she needs to do to heal, and subconsciously and consciously, and the fear. You know, when you know what you're supposed to do, almost when it's a calling, when it's spirit, and then there's personality and all the human fears that come up. And I felt that she has such a deep knowing for the direction she wants to take, and that in itself appears to be getting in the way, was what I heard. Yeah.
She has so much wisdom.
Yes.
She's so clear, right?
She's
worked on this and has so much wisdom, and I love how you're saying subconsciously and consciously. Mm-hmm. And while the wisdom is incredible, sometimes the wisdom can also get in our way.
Exactly. You almost wish you didn't know all of it.
Yeah.
But I just
And I think it. Now that actually helps me understand a little bit more what Anna was sharing before you. Yes, it's it feels important. Good. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
All right, these are all incredible shares. Christine, I want to come back to you, but I may not be able to find you. Can you raise your hand, star two? Okay. All right. So first of all, just tell us from like a client point of view, even though that wasn't coaching, right? But just hearing all of those pieces, what was that like for you? What did that do for you? What did that activate for you?
Well, it was very helpful, and I want to say thank you to everybody. Thank you very much. It is very helpful because, again, sort of hearing the statements, hearing what each one of you heard, allowed me to feel out whether, yes, that felt like a truth for me, or, you know, no, that didn't feel like a truth for me, or you know, it sparked some other things, you know, or where was I, you know, was it kind of a truth, you know, or not? So it did provide clarity for me.
Beautiful, beautiful, good. And even though it wasn't a coaching session, if you were to, like, just even from the sharing of what was heard, like, if there was, I know you're taking away a lot for yourself, but, like, what would the biggest takeaway for you be on this topic for you?
The biggest takeaway for me, I'm going to say there's two. One is, I guess there's three. One, just sort of really, really celebrating and honoring and acknowledging where I'm at and what I've accomplished.
Yeah.
And from that, what I have to bring.
Yeah.
Two would be the importance of having that clearer vision, not in terms of where I want to go and in terms of the healing or what's waiting for women on the other side, because I'm very clear on that. But it's the how do I want the business to be the channel for that,
mm-hmm.
right? So and where do I want to take the business? Three is, and this might seem weird because it might not seem like it had anything to do with anything anybody said, but I need to give myself permission. Like, as soon as I was listening to everybody, and through, because I'm an outward processor. So yes, when you were asking the questions, Joanna, and things are pinging for me as well. I need to give myself permission to be more narcissistic, if that makes sense.
Yes. 100%. That feels really powerful. Like a really powerful awareness.
Yeah, and just give myself permission. So instead of like trying to think of, you know, like what's important thing in, you know, in this realm could I put out there today to, you know, inspire? It's just like, no, like, just what is coming for me today, right?
Yeah.
What is mattering to me today?
Because you are someone of so much wisdom and experience, right? So it is. It's like, what is coming through? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. First, thank you for volunteering. I hope everybody can see, right? Like, we didn't even coach her, right? We just shared what we heard, and just three, I'm sure you could have shared another three takeaways, right? You picked like the most important three.
Yeah.
So much that comes, so many new awarenesses, understandings, just from deep listening. Beautiful. Thank you.
So thank you. And thank you, every one of you, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good. So I think we have time for like another quickie. We'll do another quickie session. So I'd love a volunteer. Star 2, who would like to be a volunteer client? Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry, hold on just a second. Got a phone call at the exact same time.
All right, so what is a situation that you've got going on that you would like support on?
Yeah, this, I was not going to raise my hand, but actually this call has inspired me because I'm feeling a lot, I'm feeling myself very challenged by this material in a way that I didn't really expect. And basically what was coming up for me in the first half of the call is like, I thought I was hearing the things that were there. And then as people started sharing, I realized that there was this whole layer underneath that I just was not hearing. And it just made me feel, it made me question my own abilities, my presence here. Like, there's a part of me that feels like if I don't get it now, like maybe I'm just not going to get it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just sort of bringing up a lot of insecurities and like confidence issues for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for bringing it forward. I know it's not easy to bring it forward, but I'm so glad that you are. What does this remind you of? The insecurity and the feeling like you're not getting it and this you're going to miss your chance.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of grad school. When I was in college, I did really well in college and everyone was like, you know, I was top of my class and everyone was like, oh, go to graduate school. And so I did. And then I found myself being sort of this little fish in a big pond. And there were a lot of people that had a lot more advanced skills than me. And it scared me. It made me question my identity in some ways when I, for most of my life, had been this person that just was like really quick about getting things and like had no trouble in school. And all of a sudden I'm struggling and feeling challenged. And like, what does that say about me? So it's very reminiscent of that feeling that I had in like those upper level classes.
Yeah, yeah, good. Okay, again, I'm trying, really holding myself back from coaching. Help other people draw conclusions and think about all of it. So I'm just going to keep on like asking just some clarifying questions. This is all really good. Let me see, how do I want to ask this? What's the opportunity for you here?
What's the opportunity for me? I mean, there's a part of me that knows. Let me think about that for a second. I feel like if I were to carve out the time and space to really practice this, that I could probably learn these skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's an opportunity to grow for sure. There's just like, I still haven't like done my partner calls. Like I'm not always keeping up with the work and I'm just seeing like all these habits that I'm bringing to this that are like stopping me from actually doing the work that would create that opportunity for growth, if that makes sense. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. I'm not going to say what I'm hearing. I'm going to leave that for other people. But yes, it does make sense. A couple of other questions. They're going to seem random, but I'm just asking questions for us to gather more material to listen for. Mm-hmm. The work that you do now, What was the process of mastery around that for you?
Yeah, well, a big part of what I do is I'm also a clinical herbalist. And so I work with people in helping them, you know, come up with formulas, you know, that are custom designed for them in whatever health situation, constitution that they have. And I studied for a long time and, you know, it was 3 years of school plus like a lot of self-study in different programs outside of that school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a process and it was a lot of practice in clinic with actual people. And I remember having the same feelings there of like, who am I to do this? And like, wow, that person is so much better than me at this and I'll never get there. And then eventually one day I just sort of looked back and I was like, oh, like I'm kind of understanding things now. Like I go to a conference and I understand the words people are saying.
Yeah.
What are you even talking about? So it took time and it was almost imperceptible in the process until at one point I was like, oh, okay, I think I've got something here.
Interesting. Again, not going to get to draw any conclusions there for you, but I think you might be drawing some for yourself.
I know.
Share with us one thing that you did hear that actually you think is pretty important, you know, from Christine, before you started going into the self-judgment. Share with us something that you heard that you think was actually pretty smarty pants.
I mean, my list was short. I wrote, she wants to make a transformative impact on the world. She has a love and devotion to her work, like some of the other things people were saying.
Hmm.
She is afraid of being overwhelmed by the work if she removes the block.
Hmm.
She has a pattern of not planning or strategizing. She is used to bearing her all, but something feels different about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not all that different from what people were mm-hmm. saying, but...
Oh, wait, can we just pause on that for a moment?
Sure.
Say that again?
I guess it's not all that different from mm-hmm. what other people were saying.
Mm-hmm.
There, other people said more things and different things than me. Yeah, it just, when I was reflecting on it, it seemed like all of these were like level one and everyone else was like level two.
Not going to say anything about that. I won't. I'll leave it for other people. And then last question, why are you in Sacred Depths?
I am in Sacred Depths because I sort of fell in love with coaching unexpectedly last fall and, you know, learned from a program that was really helpful, but was sort of surface level.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm realizing, like looking back on it, and if this is something I'm going to do as part of my work, I want to be really good at it. And I want to go deeper than just surface level scripted coaching.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for all of that. Such good material. Let's hear what people heard in that. So I'm going to raise your hand. But Stephanie, you too, I want you to write down what is it that you heard in what you were sharing, almost like you're the coach listening. And I'm going to give everybody an opportunity to just take a moment. Same question that I asked last time. What are the 5 to 10 most important things that you heard? But I'm also going to add some other questions for you to think about, to just go a little bit deeper here. So as part of that, what are you curious about? Right? When you were listening to Stephanie, what are some of the things that really piqued your curiosity? What is it that you wanted to know more about? Where did you feel like there was more to be heard, spoken, listened to, expressed? Another thing to think about and maybe jot down some notes on are, what did you hear in what Stephanie was saying that maybe she actually isn't yet hearing herself? She's saying it, but she actually isn't yet hearing it herself. Are there some things that you heard in what Stephanie shared that she can't even yet hear or hasn't yet heard? And also, this is a stretchy one, but if you want to go there, what are some hunches that you have? This is about your intuition. What are some hunches? Check your filters, though, before, you know, as the intuitions come up, check your filters. But what are some hunches that you've got about Stephanie? So that as we share, we don't want to bring our own filters or our own shadow or any of that into the share. All right, star two, what did you hear? Star two. Siobhan.
Thanks. So, the most obvious one that came out was how much Stephanie compares herself to others, mm-hmm. and yet she's accomplished a tremendous amount. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I heard about her comparing herself to others in grad school, you know, feeling inadequate or like maybe I shouldn't be here, I'm not smart enough kind of thing. I can totally relate to this, by the way. And yet, through that process, she stuck with it and she did it. And she is getting what we're talking about on here, right? And it is the beginning. And so I'm hearing a filter of perfectionism.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there because you just shared like five things in one, which is fine.
Oh, sure.
Same things for other people. But yes, so number one, Stephanie has already accomplished so much. Number two, she really tends to compare herself to others. And what I'm going to add to that is what I heard, she's really judgmental of her. She gives herself a hard time in that comparison. Number three, she actually does know how to stick with a process. And this fourth piece, reading between the lines, really well done, is that probably one of the reasons why she is so hard on herself is that there is a myth of perfection rolling around in there for her.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Really nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Star two. Who else? 6004. Who is this?
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Thank you, Stephanie, for volunteering. So what I wanted to share, like what I heard, what I wrote down about what potentially she isn't yet hearing, is how brave she is for stepping up and volunteering and actually having the inner confidence to put yourself out there, not only on this call, but to keep doing this work and keep doing things like grad school and other things. Like you did say that you're questioning your own abilities, but you're actually, by saying, you know, by stepping up and volunteering to be the person, I thought that was really brave.
Yeah, I'm so, so glad you're bringing this forward. Suzanne, this is what you're bringing forward is like advanced listening. I want to underscore it. So, you know, what Susanna is saying here is that the fact that Stephanie even had the courage and the desire and the wherewithal to bring this topic forward on this call says that there is actually a part of her that already knows that she can master this and that she is meant for this. right? Because or else she wouldn't have even brought it forward in the first place. That's such
exactly.
an important thing as a yes, thank you. It's such an important thing as a practitioner for us to hear. And then this is one of those things that we want to, I mean, all these things that we're sharing, we want to create awareness of these things for our clients. This is like one of those things that is like a reading between the lines thing, hearing between the lines thing, that's an important awareness to create for our clients. Beautiful. Really nicely done. Great. Linda. Linda, are you there? I've taken you off mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yay. So I agreed with, you know, the comparison and the hard on self and the perfectionism and the perseverance and all of that. The thing that I was curious about is I heard her say, if I don't get it now, I won't get it. Mm-hmm. So I would have gone deeper with that because, like, what does that mean? Where does that come from?
Yeah.
How is that familiar? All of that. What's important about now?
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad you're bringing that forward. She said it quickly, but it's an important detail, and probably there's a whole patterning underneath.
Mm-hmm.
That is important to unpack with the client so that they can kind of create a new pathway and belief around that. Nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, thank you. Zero 444, who is this?
Hey, Joanna, it's Susan.
Hi.
Hey, one thing that I was curious about hearing more about is that judgment about surface. Like surface is not enough. It's not enough that I caught the surface things. It's not enough I had the surface training, and just kind of diving in a little bit to who taught her that. Is that really her view? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. That some of that might be my messaging around the importance of going.
Well, of course. Of course.
What I think is like what's really important about what you're bringing forward is there may be a misunderstanding, right, of depth, and she may be going already actually much deeper than she thinks she is. Always room to go more, right? But especially because she's hard on herself, you know, what are those judgments there? Beautiful.
Right.
Thank you. Good. Let's get some more in here. Jen.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Stephanie. And I actually had the exact feeling as you did. And I just wanted to say that for some reason. One thing I did catch was also that, like, this need to, like, almost have it be this instinctual talent or, instinctual that you're born to do this. Like, you should already know the layers and, you know, what kind of have those deep listening skills should already be there. And immediately, like, starting to question, am I meant to do this, you know? It's so interesting to hear what others are hearing and then question your ability. I thought it was pretty fascinating, actually, listening to everybody else's observation, you know, keep listening. The other thing I wanted to mention was the creating time for this, that Stephanie had mentioned that it was, that it was hard to keep up with the work. And so just almost, you know, asking if, you know, it, you know, is it realistic or will there be time or will she be able to create more time so that she'll feel more, just more ready to, you know, go through the process that it will take to get the skills?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll work backwards with what you're sharing. So the first is, when you're the practitioner, you want to pick up on that piece. And definitely make time to explore with the client, you know, what is an aligned amount of presence for that client, It's going to be different for, you know, everybody in the program, right? But, like, what is the right amount for her, and to look more at that strategically. So it's a good place to want to learn more about and look at more. And then to the first piece that you said, I love that you heard that. And, again, that's an important, you know, kind of awareness to create for the client. Like, yes, she said these things, but you're really actually connecting two dots here on what she said and shared that's really important, which is that when Stephanie goes into the belief that she's not learning something quick enough, the very next belief that comes up for her after that is, well, then I must not be meant to do this. So really just hearing how those two beliefs are so intricately connected for her, and the reaction chain there. Very nice. Thank you. All right, going to take one more share here and then come back to Stephanie real quick. Leah.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on mute still? Okay, there. I think everyone in this program at one moment has felt that vulnerability of, like, the newness factor. You know, you continually tell us, like, oh, you know, you'll feel new, or don't close your ears because this is a new concept. But I instantly got curious as to her belief around being an expert in so many ways, like how she would define an expert and when she believes she'll be an expert.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, there
what
was like
does it mean for her. Yeah.
There's definitely that hunch there, the same way she had that relationship with time, that there's more there, like more education,
yeah.
Maybe.
What are some of those limiting beliefs?
Yeah, to your self-worth, one of those limiting beliefs that she's gone to throughout time because she had an example of it in her past.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, beautiful. Nice. Very good. All right, I know we just have a few minutes left. I want to come back to Stephanie, and then I want to give you guys your homework. So, Stephanie, can you raise your hand again, star 2, just so I can find you real quick? Where are you? There you are.
Can I ask you?
No, there you are. So, yeah, just share with us from a client perspective what that was like for you and what you received from just hearing what people heard.
Yeah. That was helpful. You know, it's so interesting. These are things that have been reflected to me before of like, oh, you're really hard on yourself, and oh, perfectionism. And they just still come up for me. But it was still good to hear that that's what people were hearing in what I was experiencing in that moment, that this is the same pattern showing up in this experience. And it was actually really, really nice to hear other people also had experienced the same thing. Like, I don't know if other people feel this, but sometimes you think that everyone else has got it figured out and you're the one struggling, but to know that
normalization,
exactly.
Right?
No,
yes,
yeah.
Which we're going to talk about is actually an important aspect in coaching, right? Just hearing that what they heard in you is familiar and normal, right?
Yeah.
They've experienced it.
Yeah, and I don't remember who said it, if it was you, Joanna, but it was someone else. But the fact that I was actually, like, raising my hand and seeking out help meant at some level that I believed that I could do this. And that was sort of a new one for me, that, like, oh, if I'm asking for help, I must believe at some level that I can receive that help and then get to where I want to go. And that was, like, a big light bulb of, like, oh, there is something in me that believes.
Yeah.
That I can do this, even if it's hard right now. So
yes.
That was an interesting thing to play with.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Good, 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 good. All right, we are over time, so I'm going to be quick. First of all, just thank you, everyone, for making this practicum so powerful and so layered. I hope that everybody really loved it. Please post any additional takeaways, what you're receiving for yourself. from this call in our Facebook group or questions, please share there. You're going to be receiving a worksheet in your member center to practice more listening skills. So be on the lookout for that. I give you different situations. I kind of wrote out a couple of different just coaching situations, and then you can practice kind of like we did today. What are you hearing in those situations? And I really want to invite you to go to the next level with it for yourself. Review all the things that you want to be listening for. Stretch yourself, write down hunches, you really use that worksheet in the way that it's going to serve you best and help you be on your edge with this. And then if you are working with a coaching partner for your partner call this week, as you are, I want you to obviously integrate all the listening pieces, continue to do that. But what I want you to also do is I want you to go out on some of your hunches. And as you're coaching your partner, listen for what you're hearing and share some of your hunches about your partner or integrate some of those hunches into questions. You can state them or questions, whatever it is. You check your filters first before you do it, but see if you can stretch that skill for yourself too. Again, we don't want it to be from our unchecked filters. But that dance of listening, and then what is your intuition bringing up? Even if it's maybe, especially if you're a seasoned coach, if it's something that maybe normally you wouldn't share, but just think to yourself, experiment with sharing those hunches. All right. So we don't have time to hear all of your takeaways, so please post what you're taking away from this practicum in our Facebook group. I'm thinking about all of you. And next week, we are going to move into our Creating Awareness module. I can't wait for that. So have a wonderful week. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.